Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Just letting that song play because it is indeed a beautiful day out there. Welcome back into the program. Hour number two here on Friday morning, and a picture perfect Friday morning. The sun is out and shining. It's a nice, cool temperature, low humidity. We're going to have, as you heard Kelly Bates tell you there, low 70s, low humidity. Yeah, this is the perfect time of year. So I know we got to have a little bit of rain on Sunday, but overall, not a bad end of summer weekend. So we were talking in the last hour about the CNN interview last night with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And, you know, there were some areas where it was lacking. I don't think anybody that was critical of Kamala Harris is not going to change their mind. And I think it was David Axelrod afterwards who made the point that, you know, she probably didn't win anybody over, but she probably didn't lose anybody either. And that's really the name of the game at this point. You know, you're trying to make incremental gains while trying to avoid losing large amounts of support. So I think what you saw last night was to Kamala Harris supporters, perfectly fine. And if you are not a Kamala Harris supporter, it was not enough. But really, at this point, were you going to change your mind? Is anybody out there right now thinking, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, but I'm just waiting for Kamala Harris to give me a reason not to? Like this huge swath of undecided voters that the media wants you to think is still out there isn't out there. You're less than, I don't know how many days it is now. Less than 70, I believe, right? Less than 70 days away from the election. People know who they're voting for. Early voting is starting. People are already casting their ballots. There's nobody riding the fence anymore. Maybe, you know, small pockets of people, but not enough to make it worth catering to those folks, I guess. Now, those folks are the ones that are going to decide the election because it is so close in the polling. But then again, do you believe polling? One thing that I will say when it comes to polling is I don't think you can look for that Donald Trump 2016. I didn't tell the pollsters that that's who I was voting for, but that's who I voted for when I went to the voting booth. I don't think that's going to exist anymore. I think at this point, the people who are voting for Donald Trump are saying that they are, and they're not hiding it. Are there hidden Kamala Harris voters? Probably not. Certainly, there are people who don't want to reveal who they're voting for, but they're the people who aren't going to answer the question when a pollster asks them, as opposed to giving the wrong answer, which is what happened in 2016. Those polls were so egregiously wrong because people said they were voting for Hillary Clinton and then didn't. Now I think people are pretty much outright saying who it is they're going to vote for if they're going to answer the question at all. And I don't think you can count on any of those polls to be accurate. You know, we got an app chat message the other day that said, you know, they're not tied in the polls, as everybody wants us to believe. The Rasmussen poll says that Trump is ahead by 6 points. Well, of course it does. That is a conservative-leaning poll. Just like a liberal-leaning poll would have Kamala Harris with a sizable lead. Sizable being, you know, 3 to 6 points. So the bottom line here is just don't believe any of them. What I look at them for is as a barometer of how of what the reaction is to something that just happened. What's the reaction to the convention? What's the reaction to a vice presidential pick? What's the reaction to a press conference or an interview or a public appearance? That's what I look at it for as a trend, more as a trend barometer as opposed to an actual representation of what the final vote will be. That being said, most of them have it super close with only a point or two difference. And that's what I think will happen in the final election. I would be shocked if there was a, you know, 10 percentage point win one way or the other. So that's where we're at. And you can call in and react to what you saw last night if you watched it. I'm sure some people didn't. I'm sure others tuned it out. Some might have said, meh, I'll catch the highlights later. Some might have said, it's just going to be the same old, which of course it was. There was no way this was going to be anything groundbreaking. Just like if Donald Trump does an interview, it won't be anything groundbreaking. He might say something that garners headlines, but it's not going to be something that's hugely different. Yesterday we got what was hugely different with his discussion of IVF and saying that either the government will pay for it or health insurance will pay for it. Now, if Kamala Harris said something like that, those who oppose her would call that pandering. They would call that a desperation move, as public sentiment seems to be moving away from the candidate and their position. Critics of Kamala Harris would call that adopting the policy of the other side disingenuously in order to win votes. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hello, Timmy.
How you doing?
This is the ball bearer. Yeah. My Undertaker's coming for you.
Just because you call from an anonymous number doesn't mean I don't know that it's you.
It's me. I'm coming for you. Me and my Undertaker. All right.
We're not doing that.
Oh, why not?
Oh. Okay. We're not doing that. Anyway, 508-996-0500. You can be a character on this program without having to play a character. So when you look at the remaining time that's left in this election, you look at the remaining time that the candidates have to get their message out to the public, you would think now that they're going to take every opportunity that they can. Every camera, every microphone. In addition to the fact that, you know, I know the Harris campaign has money to spend. So they've got the money to put as many commercials on TV as they want. But I've seen a lot of commercials for Trump as well. In fact, during the Democratic National Convention, there was a commercial on pretty much every break. So, yes, you are going to have one of those years where you are inundated with all of this. over the next 9 or 10 weeks. 9 weeks. So get ready for the barrage. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, and the WBSM app. There's another story that I wanted to bring to your attention. There's a couple. But this one we didn't really get to yesterday because it was kind of happening as we were on the air. You know, the details were starting to come out. It had happened 2 a.m. yesterday, but as we were on the air, they were just starting to get the details out. And this is something that happened in Maine, but still a very disturbing story. So there was a man who had believed to have killed a woman in New Hampshire, in Troy, New Hampshire, after he called the authorities and said that his wife was dead. That he had had a fight with his wife, and now she was dead. And the New Hampshire State Police responded to that call and went to the home and found a deceased female. At 2:30 a.m., Kittery, Maine police located the man's vehicle on, I'm going to butcher this, the Piscataquis, on a river bridge, on a bridge. Parked on the southbound side of traffic in the state of Maine, right in the middle of the bridge. It was shut down for several hours while police tried to negotiate with the man. After unsuccessful negotiations, the man got out of his vehicle and raised a firearm. A Maine state trooper and two New Hampshire state troopers responded with deadly force. The man then fell from the bridge and was later found dead in the river below the bridge. He was later recovered by the U.S. Coast Guard. Now, the horrific part of this is after that, police discovered the body of an 8-year-old child fatally shot in the backseat of the vehicle. And law enforcement has said that the child was not struck by a bullet when they fired upon the suspect, that this is something that had happened prior to this situation. So it seems like this man had not only killed his wife, but maybe killed their child and was driving with the child in the car. But those are the details that we have them as of now, but we'll keep an eye on that story. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. My name is Mark, and I'm actually from out of the area, but I just like to tune into local talk radio. You're doing a great job. I have worked in radio for many years as a consultant, so I don't know, this is just constructive criticism, but doing a good job. Nice little station. It's good to hear a station do local talk in the morning instead of network, so you're doing fine. The only thing I would recommend, to make your show flow a little bit better, stop pausing.
Stop what?
Can you do a census? Just let it roll.
I missed what you said. Your phone cut out a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Okay, what I'm saying is that I worked in radio for many years as a consultant.
Right.
And I'm in the area. You're doing a fantastic job. It's good to hear local radio, really. Just a constructive criticism. Instead of pausing after every sentence or after a bit, you pause for a long time. Just let it roll. Keep the roll going. That's all. Doing a great job. Still be listening. But instead of saying, you know, a few sentences, a few words, and making that pause. I mean, everybody does that. Howie Carr does that, for Christ's sake. Just stop that. Let the show roll right through. Keep it going.
Okay, I was reading. That's why I paused.
Okay. If you need oxygen. Okay, it was just constructive criticism. You're doing a good job. Glad to hear local radio. Enjoy your career. It's a good career.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. All right. Anyway. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And And that's Paula Abdul, who is no stranger to the South Coast, by the way. Formerly dated the owner of a local liquor store and made some in-store appearances there. She famously was on Caught in Providence with Judge Caprio. That was a video that definitely went viral. So, a little Paula Abdul vibology there, which might be my favorite song by her. I don't know. I have a lot of favorites, but I want to let you know about some great deals that are available now and coming soon at seizethedeal.com. And if you are unfamiliar with Seize the Deal, it's our website where we have half-price deals on sale every day. There's stuff up there for local restaurants and local businesses where you get half off the regular price. So right now, some of the deals we have is $25 to Pizzoni's for just $12.50. We have $50 to the Seekonk Grand Prix Family Fun Center for just $25. $50 to the Vault Music Hall and Pub. Wait, hold on. Wait 1 second. I got to check this. Let me double check this and make sure that this is accurate. It is on sale right now for $15. You're going to get $50 to the Vault for $15 at seizethedeal.com. And then coming up later on today at 10 a.m., we're going to have $50 to 110 Grill for $25. So those are all available for you right now at seizethedeal.com. And if you don't, when you get there, if you don't see the local deals there, it's because sometimes your computer, your IP address, it has you thinking that you're somewhere else. Mine, for some reason, always thinks I'm in like the Boston area. So like if I go to a store website because I'm trying to see if they have a product in stock, it brings me like not to the Fairhaven Walmart, which is right across the street. It takes me to like the Walmart in Western Mass or Staples, which is right behind the building. Nope, it gives me the Staples that's in like Brookline or something. So that happens sometimes. If it does, just go up to the little location icon in the upper left-hand corner of the seizethedeal.com site, and that will allow you to select the different cities and towns and change it to New Bedford, and you will see all of our great deals. Oh my gosh, what a sale we're having. You can also get $50 to Tipsy Toboggan for $15. And this one, wait, I'm still looking. Still looking. This is crazy. Now that I'm seeing all these great deals, this is crazy. $50 in gift certificates to Canned Heat Craft Beer, $15. $30 to the Bread Brazil Bakery, $9. You got to go to Seize the Deal right now and start cleaning up on these. And this one, I can't believe that this is still up there, that there's any left. $50 in gift certificates to Churrascaria Tropero's Grill for $15. That's $50 to the former Brazilian Grill for just $15. It's exactly like Brazilian Grill. Same management, same food, same everything. They just changed the name. And now, because maybe some people haven't quite caught on yet about the new name, you can get $50 to Churrascaria Tropero's Grill for just $15. We're going to be going into the news in a moment. When we do that, I think I might have to log in and get some of these before they're all gone. So don't wait any longer. Go on there and get those fantastic deals right now at seizethedeal.com. And of course, if you have a favorite restaurant or a favorite place that you say, hey, how come you guys don't do Seize the Deal? Send them our way. Send them our way. It's a great program, brings a lot of new faces into local businesses. And I think a lot of restaurants will tell you that as we came out of the pandemic, Seize the Deal was a huge part in helping them stay in business because it allowed them to get new people in that had never been there before. And they had a bigger and wider client base than they ever had. So I love it too, because sometimes they bring in food and we get to try it. Sometimes I get to eat for free because people bring in food, and that's all that really matters, right? I went to the Chris McCarthy School of Radio Broadcasting. Free food equals happy host. All right, it's time now to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Kamala Harris defends her policy shifts in her first interview. More young adults using cannabis than ever before. And a piece of baseball history sells.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Harris is defending her policy shift since she became the Democratic presidential nominee. Here's Mark Mayfield.
She told CNN the most important thing is that her values haven't changed. As an example, she said her values with regard to securing the border aren't different. Harris cited her prosecutions of transnational gangs as California Attorney General. Republicans have gone after her, claiming she's flip-flopped on several big issues. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, joined her for the interview. The interview marked the first time that Harris has sat down with a journalist for an in-depth talk since President Biden ended his bid for re-election. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Former President Donald Trump says IVF costs will be covered by insurance if he's elected president.
Under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women.
At a rally in Michigan Thursday, Trump said his administration would push for allowing new parents to deduct major newborn expenses from their taxes. His comments come as recent polls show Trump losing ground among women voters. A Reuters Ipsos poll published Thursday shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 13 points among women. The Secret Service is getting some assistance in providing security for the presidential campaigns. The Department of Defense said in a news release Thursday it will provide increased support at various locations across the U.S. This comes after a request by the Department of Homeland Security. A bill that would create restrictions on artificial intelligence is headed to California Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Ira Spitzer has the latest.
SB 1047 would require rigorous testing for many advanced AI models and would also give the state's attorney general the power to sue AI companies if they don't meet up to the state's safety standards.
The California legislature approved the measure Wednesday that, if signed, could help set a national standard for regulating AI. It would require companies to test their products for safety before they're made public. State attorney general could sue them when use of AI results in property damage or death. A new survey shows the use of cannabis among young adults is at historically high levels. More from Tammy Trujillo.
The University of Michigan has released its annual study called Monitoring the Future. It tracks substance abuse trends among adults in the U.S. The latest survey from 2023 shows that about 42% of adults between the ages of 19 and 30 reported using cannabis, with about 10% saying they use it every day. For the first time in the survey, more women in that age group reported using cannabis than men. The results are similar to the 2022 survey, which also showed a historically high level of cannabis use among young adults. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
TSA expects to check a record-breaking 17 million travelers over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. San Francisco, New York, Boston, Denver, and Chicago among the top U.S. destinations. Domestic travel is up 9% from last year. And the jersey worn by Yankees great Babe Ruth in the famous called shot Game 3 of the 1932 World Series sold recently at a New York City auction house for a record-breaking $24 million.
Babe Ruth up there waiting. There's the pitch, and he smacks it out into right field.
It's one of baseball's greatest moments. Not just historic, but legendary. Yankees slugger Babe Ruth calling his shot before smashing a home run.
It surpasses a Topps 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card, which sold for $12.6 million.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox dropped their series finale against the Blue Jays after falling 2-0 at Fenway Park. It's off to Detroit to play the Tigers this weekend. First game in the series tonight. Patriots in the first game of the season in a little over a week, September 8th, with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Fabulous Friday weather. We're expecting lots of sunshine, comfortable humidities, and highs topping out near 75. For tonight, increasing clouds, but it will be dry, your low near 58. And for Saturday, look for a blend of sun and clouds with a high near 78. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And there's another story that is developing this morning. That is that there's an investigation underway in Providence after a seven-year-old girl was shot in the city last evening. So the girl was apparently in the car with two family members on Florence Street when she was struck by gunfire. She was then rushed to Hasbro Children's Hospital and is listed in critical condition. So Providence Police Commander Timothy O'Hara told 12 News, "This is an unfathomable tragedy caused by senseless gun violence. We have a clearly innocent victim here today." As of this current moment, no arrests have been made, but O'Hara says they are working on every possible lead. So that is a developing story that we will keep an eye on and let you know if there's anything further on that. So we were taking your thoughts on the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz interview last night on CNN. I'm sure Barry and Chris will have a lot to say about this. I'm sure that they will have a lot to say that's different than what I said. But I thought that it was fine. I thought that it could have been a lot better. And I thought that it was, I don't want to say that Dana Bash didn't ask good questions, but there were better questions she could have asked. I didn't need 10 minutes on Joe Biden calling her to tell her that she was the candidate, that he was going to step aside and that he was going to endorse her. I don't need to know how that all went down. She's who's there now. Let's move on from it. I mean, I guess it matters to the people who believe that this was something that was planned all along. Like when Mary called in and she thought that was something that was planned the whole time. I guess they want to have answers to that question, but I don't care. Just give me another 10 minutes of talking about what your policies will be. Because that's what matters. How Joe Biden told you you were going to be the candidate doesn't matter. But that's something you can look back on later. If people want to say, how did this happen? You can write books about it and make documentaries later. But for now, I'd rather talk about the things that matter in the election. 508-996-0500. We've got some calls lined up here, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm all right. And Lamone is on hold, so say hi to Lamone.
Oh, geez. Hi, Lamone. That's not me you're talking to, Lamone. I don't know. Somebody's catfishing you.
Would you ever have thought there would have been somebody out there pretending to be Skeddy?
No. Never in a million years. I just don't get it. I don't understand why, but it's okay. I know it's not me. So we know who the real Skeddy is.
That is true.
Like Eminem says, please stand up if you're the real Skeddy.
Right. Yes. So all you other Skeddies are just imitating.
That's right. That is so right. I can't wait for Eminem to come around. He's killing the old Eminem. This is going to be the new Eminem. A lot of people don't like the new one. I do.
I didn't realize that you were an Eminem fan.
Oh, my God, yes, big time. Absolutely. Oh, and Bruno Mars. Oh, I just love Bruno Mars so much. The interview, I have to tell you, I was out bebopping around last night, and I said, oh, my God, it's 8:45. Got to put it on. And everywhere I was, everybody totally forgot that it was coming on. There was music playing, and I'm like, shit. Oh no, I just swore. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Just keep going on with your okay. Make your point.
Okay. So then I'd be bopped around to other places and everybody forgot that it was even on. So what told me was a lot of people just aren't interested. It sounded like they're not interested in her at all. But I finally found this one place that put it on and wasn't that noisy and I could hear it, but yeah, I thought it was just okay. I didn't think it was all that, wasn't robust. Didn't have any meat to it.
Yeah, which I kind of expected. I mean, I didn't think this was going to be anything groundbreaking. I didn't think this was going to be, you know, this isn't her putting out her entire platform. You know, they'll say, go to my website to read that. This was more just an opportunity to have some FaceTime and to quell the critics. You know, anybody that was, and not not the critics on the other side, because nothing's going to quell them. It was to quell the people who are already Kamala Harris voters who are expressing concern over this. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And I know there's going to be a whole, like you say, it's going to be a whole lot of rhetoric on Barry, so for sure. And you do not pause. You are not a pauser. That is when you're reading. Barry pauses a lot.
Barry famously, we used to have an alarm that if you were quiet for more than like 10 seconds, you know, it was an alarm that let us know if the station went off the air. So if you were quiet for like 10, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, I think it was 20 seconds. If you were quiet for 20 seconds, the alarm would go off. And we had to disable the alarm because during Barry's show, it would just constantly go off because he would pause. But he's doing the same thing. He's reading. He's getting the information and gathering everything. So it's...
And you learn that. The more you listen to him, you know, you learn it. You learn the host, how they do their venue. But yeah, that's so funny because one time I thought the radio station was down. And then I realized now, obviously, all this time later, that yes, it's just Barry style.
And he said to me, I asked him about it one time, and he said to me, he goes, I'd rather pause than say something stupid while I'm trying to fill the time of what I'm reading. So I totally understand it.
True enough. And just one quick question, I'll let you go. Is there anything going on downtown for the holiday? Any like special something outdoors or... anything indoors?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I would say go to the city's website. They have a calendar of everything that's happening.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. If you go to the New Bedford City of New Bedford website, there's a calendar right there on the front page, and you'll be able to see what's planned.
Oh, well, see, there's something new every day. Thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful 3 days off.
You have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
And let's go to the next line, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
What's going on?
So I didn't get to watch it. Like I said yesterday, I wasn't going to watch that thing. I usually don't watch the interviews just because, just like I don't watch campaign videos and I don't watch the convention. Because it's just, to me, it's just showmanship. Everything's just a showmanship. I read what people like write, like in-depth articles, you know, versus, you know, just campaign speech. And basically all an interview is pre thought out, like reactions to potential questions. They already have it mapped out. Everything's mapped out. Nothing's off the cuff. Nothing's like, you know, I have an idea, and they go into depth. Nothing's in depth, and you don't learn anything when nothing's in depth.
Right.
So I don't even bother watching.
I know you didn't watch it, but that pretty much happened off the first question. The first question led into, you know, just what sounded like a rehearsed, you know, campaign response answer.
What's that? Say that again?
I said the first question led off into just a rehearsed campaign sounding answer. Like, it's like, you know, you can ask somebody, so what's your favorite piece of pie? Well, you know, when it comes to pie, Americans are really hurting, and you know, like, it's like, come on.
Right. And I'm always for the all-American apple pie. I don't do the communist pumpkin pies where the pilgrims all shared each, you know, is whatever. But
And real Americans put Cool Whip on their pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheese is for those froggy French.
Exactly. You probably didn't see it, but I sent you a link to a video that Nicole Shanahan put out. Now, Nicole Shanahan was RFK's VP pick, really hardcore lefty, really hardcore progressive liberal. And she put this out in regards to Trump derangement syndrome. And it goes right along the lines of, you know, declare your independence, which was their campaign slogan, and how you need to start thinking about, you know, the other side, not in this realm of they're the enemy, that everything that they do is bad. And if you watch it, it is extremely powerful because it's not substantive. Like there's no meat to it, but it kind of speaks to how we are as a nation right now, where both sides look at each other and say nothing they do is right. If Republicans do it to the Democrats, Democrats do it to the Republican side. And this kind of brings to light where, you know, we kind of all have this common core that we don't want to admit to, that we just want a better future for the country. And if you get a minute, I sent it to Chris too. Hopefully you can play it on the air. It's only like a minute long little ad thing, but yeah, it's powerful and it makes you think. If I know how you feel, and this is the way I feel about RFK, and we talked about Nicole Shanahan in the past, and the fact that she came out with this that video about Trump derangement syndrome speaks very highly of her and the possibility of supporting Donald Trump. Because if a hardcore lefty, in my opinion, it's almost like if Bernie Sanders came out and endorsed Trump, I'd be like, yeah, what's going on here? This is like completely off the cuff, completely different, you know, universe that we're living in.
But isn't it a little bit disingenuous to post it now after you're trying to get something out of the Trump campaign as opposed to, you know, posting that 4 months ago, if that's the way that you felt about the way things were going?
Well, no, because in 4 months, 4 months ago, they were running against Donald Trump, so they wouldn't do that. This was more in favor of Donald Trump.
But if it's this magnanimous thing of we need to get to a better place altogether, you should have been saying that 4 months ago, not just saying it now when you want people to follow the guy that promised you a job.
Well, no, they were saying it, but they were saying it for their own campaign. They were saying, listen, these two sides, you got this guy, he has cognitive disabilities that, you know, he doesn't look right, and you got this guy, he's crazy, we're the independents.
Those are all things they could have said about their own candidate, but go on.
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, I understand that too. But they were saying that about themselves, but now they drop out of the race.
No, you're cutting out a little bit on me there.
The fact that a hardcore liberal can go with Donald Trump And I'm not talking about RFK. I'm talking about Nicole, because right. I haven't heard anything about Nicole getting a job anywhere in the administration.
But what? That's I'm sure what this is about. There's some quid pro quo there.
I don't know. You're absolutely right. It absolutely could be the case. But to throw away a lot of your principles as Nicole, I don't know. It speaks to me a little differently. Looking at the entire campaign, because you and I had this conversation about, you know, we understood about RFK and the potential for a cabinet position, mm-hmm. but you and I agreed that, you know, that Nicole hasn't said anything, and you know, I was wondering about where she stood because she was quiet for a while, and she came out with this video, and I was like, oh, it's right in line with what RFK was doing, but I don't know why it is. But to me, the fact that Nicole Shanahan came out with this and supported Donald Trump speaks more. It weighs heavily on me and my decision on where I'm going on this campaign.
Fair point. Thank you for the call. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Hi, Tim. Sounds good, bud. Take care.
And let's take one more call here before I get to take a break. You are next on WBSM.
About time, player.
Oh, you don't like the wait? You don't have to wait. Hang up next time.
I tried to earlier, but I somebody hung up on me when I was calling earlier. I'm glad you did, so I didn't have to call back and have you pick up and then have to hang up and do that. But you know how it goes. So tell Ms. Sketty, tell Ms. Sketty, Bruno Mars on New Year's Eve, try to tell her about that last year. Maybe this year might be the time.
Oh, she's listening. So, she's hearing you. But that's not her that you're texting.
Well, it's somebody. And hope it's not her. Hope it's not her. Her doppelganger. You know, it wouldn't be the first time I've messed with somebody's doppelganger.
I think you've been chatting with the AI, Sketty.
Oh no, that would be terrible. So I pretty much think that 75% of the people that are going to vote have already decided on how they're going to vote. So these last things are going to be going, you know, for the last 25% of the people that'll vote. So I think that Kamala Harris should have had like Ben Shapiro would have been a good vice president for her.
I don't think that would have worked, but okay.
You think it would work better than Waltz?
No, I don't think it would have worked better than Waltz.
Mr. I'd like to pick your brain on your thoughts about that. But first thing, I've been cut short twice the last couple of times. This the 69th anniversary 2 days ago of the murder of Emmett Till. Remember, and next year it'll be 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you like how when his after that all happened back 1981-82. My mom had Mrs. Till over at my house, and she was telling me this story about what happened to her 14-year-old son, a very handsome young man that was killed by Klan members that he whistled at the wife in at the guy's wife in the store, but she said that he groped her and stuff and grabbed her and stuff like that, which he didn't grope or grab her. She was outside when he whistled, and then she went inside the store. So regardless, he shouldn't have whistled at her, but the point of it was, he didn't deserve that kind of death. You've seen the pictures of what happened to Emmett Till, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And it's terrible. I'm glad that Mrs. Till left it open so everybody could see. But I tell you one thing, I could still feel the pain and anguish in her voice when she was telling me the story, and she had tears in her eyes. I'm getting all kind of all misguided myself right now. But you're not Oprah, so you're not gonna make me cry today, Timmy. Not today.
I'm not gonna give you a car either. So hopefully that cheers you up a little bit.
Oh yay! Okay, as long as it's not with those Yugos. So like I said, I just like she talked about it and she showed pictures and stuff. She still has the ring. Well, she's dead now. She had the ring that was on his finger that belonged to her husband, his father, and that's how she was able to recognize him. He's the ring that was left on his finger because he was so badly beaten and they took him and strangled him, had barbed wire wrapped on his neck and tied it to an engine, threw it off the river. They took and castrated him and stuff like that. They did
absolutely
lots
brutal
of horrible things to a kid like that. You know, and that's something that I wanted to talk about, but you know, it was rushed off the air so often. And it's like,
well,
and it's,
then maybe it's, lead with that.
Well, I try to leave with something nicer, whatever the case is, then going something a little bit heavier.
I can only give you a limited time limit, and I got to hold you there, too, because I've got to take this break, and I've got some other callers here.
I got to say one thing to you, Timmy. Fiddlesticks.
Okay. Well, you can...
You have such a language.
You've got 3 days to save up stuff, because we'll be back Tuesday.
What are you eating this weekend?
I don't know. I know we're going out to dinner with my mom for her birthday over the weekend, so...
Would you do me a favor? Give your mom and dad a hug for me when you see them?
I will do that.
You know, mine's been gone for a long time. So anybody else out there, too, if you got your parents around, give them a hug. Please.
I will do that. Next time they're in Vegas, you're going to have to give them a hug yourself.
I definitely will. Everybody else is listening out there. If you have to tell them something, some big black guy forced you to do it. Okay. At least you give them a hug. Please. Right. If it's for him, I appreciate it. And may God bless and smile upon everybody out there in the New Bedford area. Take it light, God.
All right. Have a good weekend.
God bless you. Get that grub for me, brother.
That is LeBone in Las Vegas. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Phones and callers, if we don't get to you, we will definitely pick you up as soon as we come back from the news right away. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Chris. Gilly Safios.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing? You know, I heard the gentleman before, Ramon, you know, talking about, and you made a comment about they're looking for a job. I just want to bring it to your attention. How do you pronounce her name so you won't yell at me?
Who? Kamala Harris. Kamala. Kamala and then L.A. Kamala.
Kamala. Right? When she ran for president and she was... Didn't she actually drill a nukista into Biden when she called them racist and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. And then she said she got to know him afterwards and realized that she was wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually believe when you accuse somebody for race, you know, being that people change, you accept she was looking for a job too.
Did they change or do they realize that they were wrong about them? It could be either one.
was looking for a job afterwards. That's why she was put in there. You even made a comment about you don't want to hear about Biden, you know, and all this. Come on, everybody should wake up. She called him a racist. And now she's a buddy-buddy with him. She was looking for a job, too. When she, you know, you don't change overnight of being a racist, okay? She called them a racist. Don't we have to take her word? Now she's looking for a position to be the number one person in America. And that's going